It is Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. The Sharks, I guess you can call it a comeback. Come back from down 1-0 a minute into the game to beat the Philadelphia Flyers 3-1. This is Teal Town After Dark. We are your live and interactive post-game show for all things San Jose Sharks. And by all means, this is a live and interactive show, so if you want to be part of the show, show us off. Hi. Using the hashtag TealTownUSA, you can chat with us in the YouTube page or on the app. You can also use the hashtag TealTownUSA on the Twitter machine. And make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, you name it, especially YouTube. We want to thank all of you who subscribe to us. Is 600 subscribers. Obviously, it was Rockets Dancing that did it for you all. Obviously, joining me tonight, the guy wearing matching jerseys with me, it's Mr. AJ Strong.
What's that?
What's that?
You know what's up? Where's your lower third?
Excuse me. I'm trying to get the graphic up. Dang it! Ah, all right. Let me get this.
You can actually do that and still share graphics, by the way.
That's true. That's true. I know. My bad. I feel shame. All right. So, Sharks win by a final score of 3-1. They looked pretty solid, despite that goal from Claude Giroux 48 seconds into the opening frame.
Was there a question in there, or what?
I was just kind of opening that up for you. It's like they look pretty solid, you know, outside that first 48 seconds when Claude Giroux scored that goal to make it 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. But although we have seen this a few times before from the Sharks, where, and I'm not saying that they don't have faith in Dell. I'm just saying that it's historically the Sharks seem to play a tighter defensive game when the backup's in. It's just the way it's been historically. But I mean, you take away that first minute of the game, Dell looked good. Granted, only 23 shots on goal, but there were he was good when he needed to be. But I mean, holy crap, man! It's easy to see why the Flyers now have a 9-game losing streak. I mean, they went like what I think about 12 minutes in the first without a shot on goal. They went about 12 minutes in the third without a shot on goal. I mean, it's clearly easy to see why the Flyers are looking for their first win in 9 games.
Yeah, it's tough going for the Flyers, who've dropped 9 in a row. And trust us, if Philly fans aren't patient with anything, this makes it a lot worse for them. But what made it worse is that the Sharks then took over this game. And that started at 10:29 when Chris Tierney got a shot in past who was it? Was it Elliott tonight? Yes, Elliott tonight. Neuwirth. Neuwirth. Sorry,
I was about to say, what game are you watching?
Hey, you know what? They've had like 1,800 different goalies since Ron Hextall. So,
hey, it's not like they're the Golden Knights.
Oh, boy. Yes. Tweet it now. The Golden Knights have better goaltending than the Flyers have the last 20 years. Hashtag it now. All right, so Chris Tierney, his 6th on the season, from Burns and Brendan Dillon to tie the game up. And with a nice little, he kind of looked, and then he didn't look, and then took the shot off. I thought that was really wicked awesome.
Oh, it was great. I mean, just the way he came in right off the bench, kind of noticed the D sleeping and just took advantage of him. And, you know, I've seen that a lot from the guys that they come in hard. I've seen Pavelski do it a few times. I've seen Couture do it a few times where they're trying to take advantage of that change and they come in hard with speed when they're either in the neutral or in the O-zone.
Yeah. And it was nice because Dillon was about to go off for a line change. Notice that Philly was making a line change. So he quickly cross-ice pass to Burnsy, who got it up to the surging Tierney. And Tierney just with a nice shot as a Cobra strikes to tie the game up at one.
Should also mention on Twitter here, Charlie O'Connor, who does beat writing for the Philadelphia Flyers, has tweeted out, the doors are still closed to the Flyers dressing room, looking like a team meeting of some sort, with the media still all waiting outside.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, I don't know if they, like, went full-blown L.A. Kings and locked the coach out, but...
Well, when you lose 9 in a row in Philadelphia, that is not good, and it wouldn't be surprising if somebody is calling for an Uber this game.
Well, you know, when you go on a 10-game losing streak, that's when you go and you trade 3 players for Joe Thornton.
Yes, that's true. Very true.
Hey, now.
Indeed. And speaking of Joe Thornton, great segue, AJ. Nice job.
It's why I'm here, man.
Joe Thornton passed the puck to the net, and not only that, it was on the power play. A power play goal from Joe Thornton, from Couture and Pavelski, that eventually turns out to be the game-winning goal at 18:42 of the first.
Don't get too crazy. It was 5-on-3.
No, but I mean, this is now the third consecutive game the Sharks have scored a power play goal.
Dude, my drum is going to be so lonely.
You might need to donate it to Sharky when he breaks one of his drums again.
Potentially.
Yeah, I mean, shoot. Yeah, it was a nice shot from Jumbo. Great setup. The power play, let's discuss this a little bit. The power play has, ever since they've kind of just, you know, went all mumbo jumbo with it, it's changed.
Well, and that's the funny thing. We heard in the offseason, I mean, how much grief have we given Steve Spott about this putrid power play that we saw a finish last season, a start this season, and over this offseason, we were getting Dave Barr as the eye in the sky that was really going to be able to help the Sharks power play and maybe notice things that Spott wasn't seeing about. And how did that work out in the first 20 games? Just about the same. Like, what are we paying these people for at this point? But the line blender seems to be working. I mean, Timmy Heed, gets a power play goal last game. Not sure why he was scratched this game, but Timmy Heed gets one. We're seeing them rotate the players a bit. I'm also seeing a better movement. I actually saw some cross ice passes. Yeah. There was a couple times this game could have actually been, I mean, again, 1-for-5 on the power play tonight. They easily could have scored 2 or 3 on the power play tonight. Just if that puck just is a scooch closer, because they were looking for the backdoor play, which I haven't seen them look for in quite a while. There was a couple times where they tried to force it. Thornton went for like a really horrible force pass. I don't know what the hell he was thinking, but at least they're trying to switch it up, get the goalie moving laterally. Maybe they've thrown away the whole umbrella or the 1-3-1 that they were running before, but at least they've made some changes, and they can literally look at the stat sheet and say, here are the results of these changes. You've scored a power play goal in 3 consecutive games. So,
yeah, no, it's a great feeling that they finally, coming through. I mean, granted, 2 of those power plays were very abbreviated. So, like, one of them was like 8 seconds. So, unfortunately...
You know, and can we talk about for the second the officiating this game? Oh, Flyers fans, you got some room to bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, man. I mean,
big time.
There was a call that hurdled tripping. Ooh, and
that was awful.
Yeah, that was like it. I don't even understand where tripping came into that. It was, if anything, I can say maybe a hook, maybe a slash, but the stick was nowhere near his feet. That was a horrible call. Mm-hmm. And conversely, Pavelski got 2 for boarding on a solid shoulder-to-shoulder hit. And even Hedekin and Hahn were kind of going, is that hit not allowed anymore? I mean, yeah.
It's like, I thought this was professional men's ice hockey.
Exactly. Even you got Pashelka on Twitter saying, NHL, no hitting league. So... That, yeah, I mean, there were some bad calls in this one, but I do think Philadelphia got the brunt of those bad calls. So I can understand Flyers fans tonight potentially being a little extra salty about losing nine in a row. You know, I feel for you guys, believe you. But then again, I'm sure you weren't feeling bad for me when you guys beat the Sharks 5-3 on opening night here.
Yeah, no. But my how the tables have turned in Philadelphia since opening night, that's just craziness going on in Philly. And Philly fans, we know how hard-nosed they are. They don't accept this. Thankfully, the Eagles are doing exceptionally well as they are this season. Otherwise, this would be a lot worse. Even the 76ers are I believe are doing pretty well as well.
I don't know. I don't follow soccer. Yeah, thank God Santa Claus didn't make an appearance tonight. We all know the last time Santa Claus made an appearance in Philadelphia. I'm just saying. Look, Google it, people. Google it.
So Thornton's fourth on the season, it's a power play goal, eventually becomes a game-winning goal. Made it 2-1 after one. In the second period, the Sharks would strike again from Mark Edouard Vlasic. Yes, a seeing eye shot, maybe an off-speed shot for that matter, late in the second period from Couture and Braun, the quicker picker, assist picker-upper, makes it 3-1 for the Sharks at 16:04. AJ, defenseman coming to town, 4 points on the night tonight from the back end.
4 points on the night tonight. Vlasic with this third straight point. Braun with this fourth straight game with a point. Nice to see the blue line contributing. I don't think Braun at this point right now is getting enough props, especially when you consider that Burns has been nowhere to be found on the score sheet. I mean, yeah, he's getting some assists here and there and whatnot, but we're used to the Wookiee from last season who led, you know, defensemen in scoring. So the fact that he has what one goal right now. So yeah, I'm loving what we're seeing from the back end. Again, I'm still a little curious as to why Ryan got brought back. I mean, not to say that Ryan wasn't doing well, but I just thought it was, if anybody was going to get scratched, I thought it would have been DeMello. But then maybe it was a case of last game we saw Dylan up with Burns, and maybe DeBoer didn't like something he saw up there, and that's why he decided to bring Ryan back in. Who knows? The way that the defense is contributing, though, it makes me wonder. When do we move Martin to from IR to healthy scratch?
See, and that's the thing. Do they even do that, or do they make them another move? Because, one of these guys is going to go down, and I don't know if they're waiver exempt. That's the catch, is that they might have to go through waivers,
I
and if
don't.
that's the case.
I don't know that Ryan or Heed at this point have to have to go through waiver. I'd bet the house that Heed does not have to go through waivers. And maybe that's another reason. Maybe that they're just, you know, limiting his games, you know, to keep him still waiver exempt.
Which is kind of like what they're, I guess, might be doing with,
LeBanc?
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So.
It's a tough call. But speaking of LeBanc, sort of, that Hansen, you know, because obviously it would seem that if LeBanc was coming in, it was probably going to be Hansen that goes out. Hansen's been very physical lately.
Yeah.
So I've enjoyed that part of his game. I'll be honest with you. If I'd pull anybody right now out for LeBanc, it'd be Bodker. And I mean, obviously, go figure. That's my other drum. But another game tonight where I felt like, where the hell is he?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's
Skyler pointing out in the chat that Ryan does not have to go through waivers right now. And
thank you.
actually, but he does? That
And
seems
therein
odd.
lies the interesting point. I think I remember us talking about Heed having to go through waivers, if it wasn't a emergency call up.
if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, so there lies the little issue, and that's why I wonder if there's something coming. And somebody mentioned in the chat, is there a trade coming?
Well, and now Dave B in the chat saying no, he does not have to. So, you know, and
I'm Rita Suave. It says trade him. Okay, well, yeah, that if it was this, sell him for a stick of gum.
Who, Martin?
No, Bodker.
Oh, yeah. Well, you ain't lying. Oh, the other thing that I don't know if we'd point out that the Sharks have scored a power play goal in their third straight game.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's good.
The other thing that I haven't seen on anything on Twitter yet, and I hope we see something soon, is Donskoy left this one in the second and did not return. And it looked like Tierney and Donskoy were both victimized by burns.
Yeah.
And Tierney returned after a brief trip, but Donskoy did not. So, sorry. Donskoy was cross-checked per DeBoer, who says they won't know how badly he's hurt until tomorrow. So that sucks.
Yikes. Thankfully, they have some players ready to go. We saw the return of Melker Carlson.
Yeah, but Jesus Christ, it seems like every time you get somebody back, somebody else goes down. This is getting a little, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, but I mean, as long as you continue to win, that's the good thing. Skyler in the chat saying, according to Cap Friendly, Ryan does not need to be put through waivers. However, Tim Heed has to pass through waivers because he's older than 25. And no longer on his entry level contract. That's what I was trying to think, because I knew there was something on it. So he's got to stay up here. Joachim can probably go down. In like Sleepy Mofo says in the chat, I'm surprised. I thought it was a burn slap shot, but he looked like he was in really excruciating pain. But he came back out and played some more. But in the third period later, he didn't return. And the Sharks said that he wasn't coming back.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. I'm just going back to the whole Heed thing. I mean, if Heed has declared waivers, maybe that's one of the reasons, because who isn't going to take Heed right now, right?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of players, or a lot of teams. So if he's got a clear, that means he's pretty much a Shark. Again, which makes me wonder, is DeMello, and I brought this up to Kurz a few games ago, is DeMello being showcased right now? Mm-hmm. And I got to be honest, the first game that he played, I was like, okay, good, you know, up that trade value. Since then, I haven't been real impressed with DeMello.
Yeah, he had some meh shots.
Maybe the mustache is like screwing up his equilibrium or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he had some meh games, and he hasn't been impressive in you know, everybody's saying third round, fourth round pick, but
and now Dave B saying no, he does not have to, even though he's over 25.
I'm messaging Hockey Jerk right now.
One of you guys, okay, you know, show your work. We'll do it like math class. Show your work.
Yes,
that's all I'm saying.
Well,
solid game from the boys tonight for the most part, especially when you consider the cross-country miles yesterday. Now, granted, the Penguins did beat the Flyers last night. So, and was that that was in Pittsburgh, wasn't it?
That was in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Pittsburgh to Philly. I mean, you know, come on. It's like Sacramento to San Jose. It's not a real long haul in the air. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm not sure if you knew this or not, but in that third period, the Flyers had a shot early on in the third and didn't get another shot on goal again till 2:56 left in the game.
Jesus.
They went...
Oof.
And that's why there was so much booing going on there. But they went from 19:02 left to 2:56 left.
We went have over a
13.
Hold on. We have a bet in the chat.
Uh-oh.
Dave, if Dave is right, Skylar owes Dave a beer at Patty's. And if not, vice versa. Do I want in on this action? Skylar, I don't want in on the action per se. Because then it comes down to who do I, I don't know, like more, believe more, or whatever. No. Oh, look at this. Take a side! No.
Just break out your teal and white game shirt from years ago. Yes. That says, whose side are you on?
Who is side are you on? yeah, no, I want in on this, but only to be there to document it for the show. So I can, like, take video of it, and then we'll put it on After Dark.
Okay, from Hockey Jerk. I believe so, but I could be wrong.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Who is side are you on?
Oh, man. Yes. Yeah. If I'm wrong, I'll buy a round for everyone. Whoa.
Would you like to sponsor a podcast?
Yes, please.
If you got that much money burning a hole in your pocket, would you like to sponsor a show?
Slide into our DMs for a sponsorship. Mm-hmm. Guys, Cap Friendly says, Felix Chow. Felix, good to see you. Happy early birthday, bud. Good to have you on tonight.
We're already on Team Dave B or Team
Spyler. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
Tonight's show brought to you by Mocha Marlin, since we'll be heading down to Florida tonight.
That's right. Go from the cold Philly air to...
Yeah, and what I like, this, you know, I did a little research last night because I'm going, wait a minute, we're flying to Philly, then we go down to Florida for two games, then we have to fly back north for Washington. Like, why couldn't we have played, and you know, between now, the Sharks don't play between today, Tuesday, and then Friday. It's like, you couldn't have fit another game in there and saved it. And I looked, the Capitals have tomorrow off, but of course I looked, Jay-Z is playing at Capital One
Arena.
Yeah. So, F you, Jay-Z. Wow, that just sounded like I just, like, sputtered out, like, four random, random letters. F you, Jay-Z.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's... right, so Brody and Curtis just went off the air. If you're just joining us, welcome to Teal Town After Dark. We are your live and interactive Sharks post-game show. Obviously, we are here for you. We're taking responses on our YouTube feed, our live chat. Do so on the page or on the app. You can either connect with us either way, or hit us on the Twitter machine using the hashtag TealTownUSA.
Hey, yo, we have the definitive answer.
Oh.
From Cat Friend. Nobody on waiver wire for Sharks today. Guys that have to clear per Cat Friendly: Goodrow, Carpenter, Bolig, Mashinter, Grosnick, and Heed. Cap Friendly corrected Pashelka, saying Heed is actually waiver exempt for one more season. He signed a 3-year ELC in 2012, but Ducks terminated it after one season. So, my friends, Heed is waiver exempt. Dave B, you win this round.
All right. So, you guys have a good time later this week.
Hold on. What is this? Do the papers to my right have the word Sharks on them? If not, clear them from... Oh, all this. It's Christmas time, man. I'm putting packages and stuff together, man. Give me a break. Make like there's like a little mini Christmas tree right here on top of it. And these are the packages underneath.
Right. Of course. Oh, jeez. All right. So.
Oh, Dave B owes a round. Oh, I thought... Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. No. No, yeah, Skylar, I think you're wrong on this one. You lost.
Better buy that beer at Patty's within 5 years before it turns into Google Bakken.
True. That's that.
Absolutely true.
You know, can we do this beer thing at the... really, Jerk? Really? I'll talk to you about that when I see a bag, okay? Okay.
Hockey Trick saying, what am I getting for Christmas?
Yeah, when I see a bag. Oh, by the way, I'll be at the game on the 7th in case you might happen to be there as well.
Me too.
What?
I will be at that game as well.
Okay, well, we can talk about that offline. Yes. Where was I before? Oh, can we do this whole beer thing with Dave B and Skylar instead? Can we do it at Crap. I don't even know what the hell they call it. They change the name of it every week. The one that's next to Whole Foods, the second story open air beer thing, because they have much better. I love Patties, don't get me wrong. But the, I mean, you know, it's like it's all the usual suspect: Guinness, Stella, blah blah. You know, but nothing. You're not going to see like some of the interesting, cool stuff since they're rotating like what, 15 taps at flood line. I forget what the hell they call it. Somebody in the chat, what is it?
Is that like the one by Whole Foods?
Yeah, it's literally next door. Almost part of Whole Foods. AJ doesn't feed me anymore. Dude, really?
Oh, someone queue up some Sarah McLachlan right now.
You know what? Dude. He's still waiting for me to give him some Sharks glasses. We'll see, buddy. All 48 varieties of Ballast Point IPAs. Yes, that's what they have at Whole Foods.
Nice. Nice. All right. So while everybody's playing, here's Gen X. All 40
exactly. Gen X like idea. Bursting into the room like that. What the hell was that GIF? What was that animated movie with Robin Williams? Aladdin. Yeah, you like bursting into the room like the Aladdin GIF.
A whole new world.
Yeah, Kish mine took us.
I have a slightly used Bakra autograph up for trade.
Yes, that. No, I have a, also, I actually, I have not a slightly used Bodker autograph, but a brand new autograph.
Yes, a brand new one.
Yes. All right. As you can see, I actually went a little nuts, if you can see over my left shoulder. Like
you? Never.
That entire row of, the entire top row is like four Hockey Fights cancer pucks in a row. You know what? Where did the fifth one go? I thought there might have been a fifth one. Oh, that's right. I took it down. Why? Because it was signed by Bodker.
So, oh my gosh. Before we completely go off the rails, let's tie a bow on this game and talk about Aaron Dell making 22-23 shots tonight. Granted, like I said, the Flyers went about 16 minutes without a shot on goal in the third period. But I thought Dell played an excellent game tonight.
Dude, the guy was able to stay awake during that entire game. That's an excellent game.
Yes.
Oh, well, see, now Hockey Jerk saying, actually, he's wrong. He has two Bodker autograph pucks. Well, why not make it a hat trick?
Oh, like Bodker had back in 2000 or earlier this year. But
I found it.
There it is. All right. So the Sharks win 3-1. Their record now goes to 13-8-2. And looking slowly but surely, looking back into positive territory. They've won a couple in a row now.
You know, the one thing that kind of puzzles me is that Donskoy got 10 minutes of ice time tonight, clearly because he was injured. You know what surprises me? Danny O'Regan didn't even crack 9 minutes tonight, even though the Sharks had a lead for a good amount of this game. I'm surprised they didn't, give O'Regan a little more time, especially once they were up 3-1.
Yeah, that's a little interesting. Trying to pull up the stats one more time because I closed it. Yeah, Donskoy 9:56, Danny O'Regan 8:57 were the two that had the lowest time on ice tonight. And then after that, Wardo and Carlson and Yannick Hansen.
And just based on ice time, Ryan wasn't actually playing with Burns tonight.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was Ryan and DeMello because their ice time is almost identical. So must have been Dylan and Burns. And so I go back to what I was saying earlier. Burns and Dylan must have been a pairing that PDB was okay with.
And it seems to be okay with. And that's where the trade winds start flowing. It's like, and Dylan with Burns.
Well, and how much time since Dylan came here, how much time have I spent crapping on Brendan Dillon? And you know what? He's finally bringing me around. He's one of the few that have brought me around. There was a player that I could not stand for the Sharks by the name of Jeff Norton. I hated this guy. And the Sharks kept bringing him back for some ridiculous reason.
Three times.
Yes, I hated that guy. So that's one guy who was never able to win me over. Boy, I'm trying to think. I know there was at least a couple others that were here. Maybe 3 or 4 years. Well, I know. There was this one player that we had. When I found out we signed him, I was like, oh, that sucks. And the person was never able to win me over the entire time they were here. And that person's name is Antti frickin' Niemi.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Never.
No, no, no. Don't. No.
So I'll just say.
No. 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 We're not going to get into that.
Oh, no. Hold on. There was somebody else, too. You know another one that Billy Guerin's a bad... That's a bad example because he was only here for like 20 games. You know, you need somebody who was here for like 2 or 3 seasons minimum. But anyway, Ed Belfour. Again, that's another one where it was only here. Mahalik. That's another one. never. Yeah, Alan McCauley's a good one. I would have taken Nils Ekman over McCauley, to be honest with you.
McCauley was part of the Nolan trade, right? I believe
I want to say so. I don't think there's any need to do that puck guy because I think we're about 10 minutes away.
Got it. All right. Well, then let's go around the NHL wraparound. Of course, we were in early game tonight, so the games are still in progress. But let's get you caught up on the night on Frozen Pond. In the third period, the Predators lead the Blackhawks 2-1. Philip Forsberg and Watson with goals for Nashville. I take that back. Roman Josi has just scored a power play goal, so it's now 3-1 for the Blackhawks. Guess, I hope you're not looking at it, guess who scored the lone goal for Chicago so far?
Wingles?
Well, Tommy Wingles has his second on the year.
Another guy I didn't care for. No, I'm kidding. I had no problem with Tommy Wingles. But Skyler in the chat bringing up the quintessential example. Marty frickin' Havlat.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
Mark Bell.
Oh, man. We were expecting 50 goals from the guy, and all we got was a Dewey and a bad
dude. Year. His blood alcohol content level was higher than the amount of goals he scored.
But just remember, folks, Mark Bell was what got you Logan Couture.
Eventually, yes.
Eventually, through a roundabout way. So as we keep going with the scores, you're going to start seeing a trend here, folks. It's 1-0 Toronto.
Oh, Marlowe scored that one?
No.
Is it all former Sharks?
No.
It's former Sharks. Let me guess. It's fucking Pollock.
It's Rowan Pollock. Rowan Pollock has the lone goal for the Toronto Maple Leafs as they have a 1-0 lead at the Saddle Dome against the Flames with about 12:56 to go in the second.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
In Edmonton, it is 1-1 between the Oilers and the Desert Dogs.
Hey, now, if you say Demers scored in this game.
No, this one does not have a former Shark that scored.
Oh, my God.
Also, no score between Dallas and Vegas. That's just underway from T-Mobile Arena. Let's see here. These are the finals that are in right now. Tampa Bay gets off of their little schneid, beating the Buffalo Sabres 2-0. Sergachev and Dan Girardi get the goals for Tampa Bay as they go to 36 points on the campaign. In Brooklyn, you have Andrew Ladd, Colton Dehan, Jordan Eberle, Anders Lee, and John Tavares all scoring in the Islanders' 5-2 win over the Vancouver Canucks. Rockets favorite Bo Horvat scored a shorthanded goal. along with Thomas Vanek's power play goal, as the Islanders go to 15-7-2 on the campaign. Canucks are stuck at 26 points. In MSG.
Oh my God! Get the hell out of here. Okay, we've had one of those rare nights, ladies and gentlemen. I just pulled this up. We've had one of these rare nights. You're not going to believe this crap.
What?
The Sharks played a game. The Sharks scored 3 goals tonight.
Mm-hmm.
4 former Sharks scored tonight. Former Sharks outscoring current Sharks tonight.
That's right. And the reason why AJ brings this up is because Michael Haley scores his first goal as a Florida Panther, which was a few minutes after Jamie McGinn scores his 4th on the season as Michael the Panthers.
Haley. You know somewhere you know somewhere Rocket's like pouring out a little bit of margarita for that one. Or I'm sorry, Sharkarita.
Hey, Dylan had an assist tonight. Haley scored. Polak scored.
Oh, there's no way, man. Rocket's not rubbing one out tonight.
Oh, 5-4 the final as the Panthers beat the Rangers, as the Panthers go to 10-12-2 on the year. JT Miller, Buchnevich, Kreider twice for the Rangers as Pavlik takes the loss.
And Gen X pointing out that Michael Haley now has as many goals as Burns.
Oh! Hey, Roman Pulak has as many goals as Brent Burns.
Right. And Demers probably has more.
We won't call him daddy either.
Hey, Mark Edward Vlasic has twice as many goals as Burns.
Oh, man. In a shootout, the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Carolina Hurricanes 3-2. Noah Hanifin and McGinn, not Ty, not Jamie.
Oh.
Brock McGinn, I believe it is, get the goals for
If you're wrong, it's not like Gen X isn't going to correct you.
Hi, jeez, you know. Hey, at least I'm getting the names right. Kreider. I said Kreider, right? Damn it. Yeah, well, either him or Jerk will correct me. Oh, well. Zach Werenski got the made it 2-1. McGinn tied it up. They went to a shootout. Korpisalo was the winning goaltender for the team formerly known as the Neon Buggers, as they go to 16-8-1 on the campaign. In Detroit tonight, our long playoff original rival Red Wings lose to the Los Angeles Kings 4-1. That knee-on-knee cheap shot artist, Dustin Brown, got the scoring going. 2 goals from Andrei Kopitar. Mike Green was the lone goal scorer for the Red Wings. And that is your update as we speak.
Nice note for tonight, though. The Sharks getting that win now leapfrogs them into third place right now in the division. Only 3 points back behind LA, and San Jose has 2 games in hand.
That's a great thing. And both Vegas is playing right now, but they're at 31 points. Los Angeles at 31 points. And as AJ said, only 3 points back for the Sharks. Vancouver losing tonight, that helps their situation out a little bit. Man, they're like 5th, borderline 6th. And then with a win, now they're in 3rd. That's how
welcome crazy to the craptacular Pacific Division.
This is a crazy Western Conference as it is, for that matter, too. All right. Well,
I want to go back to the Pacific Division preview show. I got to go back and listen to that and see if anybody had Vegas above Arizona. You know what I mean? Because everybody had Edmonton, like, potentially winning probable winning the division. Mm-hmm. So, can you get my towel out of your mouth, please?
Oh, damn you, Gen X.
What did he do?
Felix. Felix says, Bucky, I thought you were on top of your hockey name pronunciations. To which Hockey Jerk says, you need to be up on your pronunciations if we're doing Fantasy Frenzy. I know. To which Gen X says, he's on top of being wrong more often than not. His mispronounced per 60 is ridiculously high. Thankfully, I have a no movement clause with Teal Town USA. So, oh well. Yes, you're stuck with me. I'm the Mikel Bodker of pronunciations on this program.
Hey now.
Yes.
So we move on to Friday. The Sharks going down to South Beach. They're taking their talents to South Beach. That's why I like to, I don't care if it's sunrise or not. They're taking their talents to South Beach to face the Florida Panthers, second to the bottom of the Atlantic. However, these Panthers did shut the Sharks out 2-0 on November 16th.
And of course, because they're playing a bad team, that means watch out, they're in trouble. And most likely they'll have their backup James Reimer in net, so of course you know how that leads to.
I'm just hoping that there's not somebody on the Panthers that need, you know, a rookie that needs his first NHL goal.
A hockey trick in the chat. Friendly reminder that if net neutrality is repealed, Puck Guy will have better internet than all of us. This can't happen.
There are now, I'm not familiar with the, I'm sorry, I don't follow the Florida Panthers regularly, but I did just look it up. They do have six guys on their roster who have not scored their first goal this season. I don't know if any of them are rookies, if this is their first season, but it wouldn't surprise me. And Panthers, if you want to make sure he gets a goal, you might want to start him. I'm just saying.
I keep looking under the name Hackstall on the Twitter machine, and Flyers fans are crazy right now. They are demanding fire Hackstall, arrest Hackstall. Watching this nonsense now, maybe he should go with Hackstall too.
Hold on, we're talking about Ron Hextall?
No, we're going with Dave Hackstall.
Oh.
Which is the Flyers head coach. We're talking about Ron Hextall.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, you know what? And I'm looking at the stats right now. You know, I don't know if Reimer is going to go, because Reimer's numbers are not good compared to Bobby Lou's. But then again, though, if you look at it, I mean, it's games played, 13 for one, 12 for the other. So I don't know if they're alternating or what they're doing. They're clearly splitting it right down the middle so far. But Bobby Lou clearly putting up the better numbers. And you would think Florida actually does have to go with Bobby Lou, just because the dude got his first career shutout against the Sharks just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, no kidding. A quick reminder that the Sharks still haven't lost in Philadelphia since December of 2000.
That's when you just drop the mic.
So if you ever want, you've ever wondered where
go on the road balance, and to see a win, go to Philadelphia.
If you ever wanted to see a balance between the losing in Buffalo and winning somewhere, it's Philadelphia.
Don't forget, I know we haven't pubbed it much, but
I was just gonna say we need to publicize this and another event coming up too.
Well, there's a couple things that I want to publicize here while we have 30 watching. And again, if you could follow us on Twitter at TealTownUSA.com or at TealTownUSA. If you don't already, we would appreciate it. Subscribe to the channel if you're new here. But we plan, even if I'm the only one there, I don't care. IBU Milpitas, Stuffed Pizza Milpitas. They're right next to each other in a cute little strip mall. Doing a watch party there this Saturday for the game versus the Lightning. Hopefully we will respond to the 5-1 shellacking the Sharks took just a few short weeks ago, but come join us. We will have a couple goodies to give away. I'm not sure totally how we're going to figure out how to give them away at this point. Maybe we'll try to do like a raffle or something and give a percentage to the Sharks Foundation and give the other percentage to, let's be honest, somebody's got to get Puck Guy a better internet connection. So, but one of the things that will be available is a Chum jersey, just like the one behind me. So nice. come out and join. I'll probably be there at about 3:15 or so. just to like try to get squared away. Yeah, Bodker puck giveaway. Okay. No.
What?
Yeah, no, I think Puck Guy is going to bring a couple things. I'm going to bring a couple things. No buttons, unfortunately. Those are reserved for tweet ups at the tank only. So, yeah, so come out for that. The other thing is, if you're in town, if you're around December 22nd, it is the Barracuda Teddy Bear Toss. And I would encourage everybody to, you know, grab a couple bears and grab some, I mean, let's be honest, CUDA tickets, very inexpensive and a fun way to spend the day. So, and just, and it's really fun as well to just cover the ice in teddy bears. Just, it you know, just throw the hell out of that thing. You know, you try to bean frenzy on the way there. So, you know,
or better yet, get one of those big ones like we've seen. It's an annual tradition now that somebody buys the $75 teddy bear from Costco.
Yeah, and it takes five people with a hockey stick to get it over the glass.
Yes.
Sleepy Mofo at IBU Tap Room in Milpitas this Saturday.
It's I have the address here. It's 1422 Dempsey Road in Milpitas.
Yeah.
They are open till 10, so
should be plenty of time for a 4 o'clock start.
Unless it goes to a 150 round shootout, we should.
And if Dave B and Skylar would like to settle their bet there, I'm fine with that too.
Right.
So,
yeah. The other thing I was going to mention, it really hasn't been publicized too much. On Friday, December 15th at the Tank, it's women's exhibition hockey, Team USA versus Canada, along with the Teal City Crew and the American Outlaws, the infamous soccer supporters club, obviously, since the soccer team isn't, the men's soccer team isn't going to the World Cup. They're looking at other ways to be supportive. They have a section of seats in section 109, and I believe they're like $15. If you go to sjsharks.com/TealCityOutlaws, you can get set up there. So this is kind of like a promotion. Be like, all right, we want some international events at the Tank for ice hockey. This is one way to show that we can be out there and support Team USA before they head out to South Korea for the Olympics.
Yeah. And just a final note on the watch party at IBU. it's right next door to Stuffed Pizza. Stuffed Pizza makes a really good pizza. So if you're going to come hungry, you know, they have good grub there. And the Stuffed Pizza side, if you enjoy the craft beers, there's a 40 beer menu just on that, on the Stuffed Pizza side alone. Then on the IBU side, there is like another 40 taps plus a whole wall of bottled brew that you can either have there or buy to take home or whatever. So just wanted to put that out there. And I have been told, and I can actually confirm because I have been there more than a few times, they actually serve more than just Ballast Point. I've seen it. They also have Coors. No, I'm kidding.
Oh!
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Stuffed Pizza, grossly underrated. It is. Stuffed is one of the best pizzas in the Bay Area. So
Nice. All right. I think we're done. So we will be back with you following the Sharks and Panthers. It should be
I forgot about this, Steve. Good call. John Scott, hashtag all-star MVP, you know, hashtag legend, will be on the TV show SWAT this Thursday. I forgot about that.
Right.
Yeah, making his, acting debut. So that should be cool. Is Stuffed Pizza a sit-down restaurant? Yes. But let's be honest. I think anywhere is a sit-down restaurant if you enjoy the floor. But they've got plenty. They got a good amount of tables and chairs. Totally a sit-down area, but you can. It is more than a ton. I'm gonna just go with that it's more than a ton. That would be my answer. But The thing is, if you, the only thing I have to point out, if you order a beer, and I don't know why this is, so don't ask me, ask the people at IBU. If you get beer at IBU, you cannot take it into stuffed pizza. I know it makes no sense to me because there's an opening between the two that I don't get it. I don't care. However, you can order pizza at Stuffed and bring that into IBU. So it just depends on where you want to watch. Both venues, Stuffed and IBU, tons of TVs all around. So not, there's not going to be a bad seat in the house. It just depends on what beer you want to drink and where you want to eat your pizza.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to that, for sure.
Oh, Gen X working it out. Ton.
Nice.
Better, you know. Better, so it goes ton, less, fuck less ton, than. Metric ton, metric fuck ton. You know, I don't know that I've actually ever seen metric fuckton.
Oh my god!
I'm not even sure what that would be.
Oh, jeez,
that's so bad.
Oh, jeez.
That is some badass stuff right there. I like that.
Nice.
What if you put beer in the brown paper? Why would you do that? Like, why would you bring your girlfriend to a whorehouse? Is basically the same question that you're asking me. That's the same question, just slightly different. That's all. Is why would you bring your girlfriend to a strip club? That's all I'm saying.
Hockey jerk. How many taps of Colorado Kool-Aid does IBU have?
Zero of Coors. Sorry, no Coors for you.
That's a great. That is so great. Yeah. All right. With that, I think we'll wrap it up. I don't know how we went 50 minutes. That went, oh wow. Yeah. And we're bleeding. So let's get out of here, bud.
Oh, are we not going to After Dark? No, I'm kidding. There's stuff to do.
Yeah. So
I mean, if you want to do something with Landy after this, no, knock yourself out.
Go ahead, wrap it up.
I've been to a strip club with a boyfriend, so there. Okay. That I mean, if you're cool with that, that's fine. I hope you know you were dating a gay guy. I'm kidding. There's nothing wrong with that. To each his own. It's. I'm kidding. That's all it is. So evidently Eric has been hit in the mouth with a metric fuck ton. So we're going to move on. He took a shot in the mouth. Here come the jokes. Oh, all I had to do was say shot in the mouth. Here it comes.
Wow, way to go, AJ.
Yeah, so catch us everywhere. If you missed anything from the show, want to hear it again, you can find it all, tealtownusa.com. Again, do us a favor. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe to us on the platforms, whichever you prefer, be it iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and as always, YouTube, where you can catch all of this, with including video. And if you saw the last episode,
yes.
Ooh, sometimes, you know, like, we appreciate iTunes and SoundCloud and all the audio, but just if you're going to watch any of these shows video, make sure you do the ones where Rocket is on.
Of course.
Because the last show should have been called Interpretive Dance featuring Rocket.
Sleepy Bofo in the chat. Bebo starts against Florida if Jones isn't good to go.
No way. No way. No. No. You got three days. Days, man. Dell's going.
No, Dell will go off. Go the whole week.
You know what I predict? I think, obviously, Dell tonight. I think we see Dell again at Florida. And then I think Jones will be fine versus Tampa. So that, I think Dell does tonight and the next game, and then the next two will be Jones. So hold on, what? I was the only one who was still watching that in for AJ.
Oh, Rocket's interpretive dance. We might have to put that up.
Yeah.
Separate video.
Okay. Well, then you know what? I'm posting a separate video in about 10 minutes. So check our YouTube channel. Subscribe. You'll get in. Hit the Where is it? What is it? There's some sort of like little notification button somewhere where you'll be notified.
That little bell next to whether you hit the subscribe button.
There you go. So hit the notification button. That way, when we post the Rocket only video, which I've put together, which is like a solid 3 minutes, check it out. It's worth it. So other than that, thanks for tuning in. The the Sharks finish off the Flyers. There you go. He took one for the team, guys.
That's right.
Sharks beat the Flyers 3-1 tonight. We look forward to seeing them versus the Florida Panthers.
Waka and, waka.
Yeah, we'll see how many Sharks versus former Sharks score in this one.
Until then, keep it real, keep it teal, keep it real teal, and darn the weather. Good night, everyone.